This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
drop hot tea, hot chocolate.
I'll hold you.
Remedy for the cold weather going across the country this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to celebrate cold. It's even cold in California, where it's not. What is it? What's the temperature right now where you are? And
it's
on the other side of the hill.
This morning, it's 46.
Oh, is it?
For all weekend
long. How
much?
56?
46.
46.
All weekend long, it was 39 when I woke up. And I was getting up early this weekend. So, yeah, 39 degrees. And there's the frost on the lawn, which, you know, is always exciting when you're in California because that's all we get. So.
Right. Stop while you're ahead. Navigating
right.
Trouble. That's the name of the game here. We have a lot of.
It looks really dang cold. God, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to understand -9. I don't know what that looks like, and it seems awful.
That's plenty of that stuff.
Come to Cleveland and experience it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'd like to dream about it.
It's a challenge. Being warm and staying healthy, on its own, cold is not a big deal. Cold is actually good for you. I have found on the farm, and it sounded like, with one of my farming friends yesterday, the cold weather in and of itself is not unhealthy for you or for animals unless it's moist cold. If it's wet cold, if it's snow cold, rain cold, if you're wet and cold, very dangerous. You'll get all kinds of stuff, and the animals as well. But if you're dry, you won't. It's good for the air is actually better. When it's colder, the things that are bad, that are buggy, viruses, things like that that are transmitted don't like the cold, and so they aren't transmitted as well. They are transmitted, but they're not transmitted as well. The cold weather is much better. The air is better to breathe. People say, well, what about people that have pulmonary issues and they got in the cold and they can take a big deep breath, and then it gets like that. So you got to be smart about it and make sure that you know what challenges your body needs to be able to overcome and what challenges that are put in front of you with regard to your body make you sick. You got to know what makes you better. You got to know your body. That's your job, not the doctor's job, not my, it's nobody's job but yours, to keep up with what's going on. And people who whine and complain, oh, it's cold, I'm suffering. No, you're not suffering unless you don't take care of your body, and then all the yucca bungalungas will get in there and employ their best means to make you sick. So don't be afraid of the cold weather. Be afraid of the shape that your body is in because you're not taking good care of it. It's a challenge, I know. There are lots of things that are put in front of you. Buy this, eat that. It's, you know, it's not the stuff that's around to eat. Not that great, frankly. I saw something yesterday, ladies, in doing my research for the farm show, American Family Farmer this week. I was looking at some of the things that have been, well, let's say over the last 10, 20 years, what's changed in our diets and how has it changed? We've many more people depend on eating out, don't eat at home at all. So I would ask Jennifer and Jay, how many times a week do the two of you go? And going out isn't necessarily bad in and of itself. It's the choices that you make when you go out to eat or not. You know, it's, there are a lot of things that happen when you go out to eat. One of them is where you eat. But go ahead, Jen.
I would say probably, I want to say the weekends twice because I do a meal delivery service that I've been doing for a few months now.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really changed my life. It is so much easier. I don't have to think
explain
about
how
things.
It works. What are you doing? That's a good. That's your story.
I don't get paid by them, but I'll just name them because I think they're really good. And it's called Factor, and they put together healthy meals. You can choose your diet, whether it's vegan or it's low calorie or it's high protein or keto, whatever. You can put together your diet and you pick the meals that you want, and they're delivered to your house every day. Or excuse me, not every day, every week, and. It's helped me. I mean, I've lost some weight. I don't have to think when I come home, like, what I have to cook, especially when it's just me. It's much harder for me when I work from 4 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. And then I'm like, okay, I'm exhausted. What am I going to cook? And then that was when takeout was always a better option for me because I was exhausted and I didn't want to have to cook a full meal just for myself. So these delivery meals have really, really helped me.
I love Factor. I'm so sorry.
You know Factor?
Yeah, I know Factor. I use it too because I'm in the same boat as you. I always work and I don't have time to cook all the time, and they do frozen meals. So you can just pop them in the microwave as well. And
Mine are just fresh, but you can do frozen meals as well.
Pop
all right, hold on. Just let's stop the conversation right there.
Yeah.
If you put stuff in the microwave, all of the value in, I'm talking about the molecular structure or value, and people say, oh, here he goes again. You can know it, eat it. It might taste good, but the value of the food that you put into the microwave after it comes out of the microwave is not the same as it was when you put it in. The molecular structure changes, and it doesn't have the same impact health-wise on your body.
I think even with that, it's still better than going to, like, Jack in the Box or McDonald's.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for a young man who isn't the greatest at cooking, it is a better alternative. I'm getting better. Yeah. I do cook
I'm
more often.
I'm shocked to hear that. Jay, are you shocked to hear that James is not that good at cooking? Shocking.
I'm getting
better.
What
I like about it is I've tried other, like, services before that are diet. They don't feel like they use real food. Like, I feel like they use real food mm-hmm. in the factory.
It's like astronaut stuff. It's like powder.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Uh-huh.
I don't need powder.
Tang.
Tang,
Cheer
right.
for Tang.
Again, not sponsored here. Not sponsored.
No. Well, listen, even if we were, we could twist it and turn it around and make something good out of it. All right, so Jay Bird, what about you and family, your husband?
Oh, I love eating out. My husband and I, we are big fans of eating out. We cook and stuff too, but I like to, there are certain things that I just feel like I cook better than other places, so I will make those and then I won't eat out for those situations, like those specific meals, but then other things, I love it. Like there's this one place that's near us and they have the best tuna burger. It is like an ahi steak and it is in a burger and it is just so stinking good.
So
I probably eat out like 4 times a week.
Do you?
At minimum.
Okay. I don't know how to qualify my eating out because I don't eat out by myself. If I'm with, like last week, I had a businessman's luncheon and we all had.
Wow.
Yeah, we have as a group of people, Framingham Business Association, and so we all get together once a month and have lunch and talk about the issues that are affecting the community. And so that's where I might go out, or we all were very busy on the farm this weekend, and we actually ate out twice. Everybody, the whole crew and I, we stopped at not a Chipotle. What's another? Moe's. It's a Moe's. Yeah, and it's like Chipotle, rice, beans, because a couple of guys that work for me are Jamaicans, and that's what they eat. So I stopped because everybody likes it. A couple of them had some meat in it. Delroy and I didn't. I had just a bunch of veggies, and it was really good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Just a little snitch of spice to it, but it was really, you know, it's veggies and beans and, you know, all the things that when you come in, they go out. It helps to keep you working, if you know what I mean. So anyway, the reason that I bring it up is because it is the whole business about eating and the food quality and things. We're allowing ourselves to be destroyed, frankly, in any number of ways. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. One of the reasons that I started doing the American Family Farmer Show, which is the weekend show that showed on many of these same stations, focusing on farming, small farmers and what they're doing and how it's working. There are two things that are going on in the country this week that ought to be at the center of our attention. It probably won't be, although I'm going to guess that the revelation of how much land this Chinese communist guy has in America and the fact that he's owned it for 10 years, I think this is going to make it. Jay, Jennifer, what do you, Jennifer, I'd like you to talk about this morning on your KRLA program. This guy has secretly purchased $200,000 worth of farmland in America over the past 10 years. No, I know he's not, but he's the biggest one, I think.
Yeah, one of the scariest things I think that nobody reports on, like nobody, is the fact that China is buying up all of this space, all of this farmland, and particularly near our military installations.
Well, why is it, though, that the news media is not reporting on that?
I don't know. And why is our government sellers that are permitting this?
Yeah, yeah. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care what you are. But whoever's, like, allowing this to happen, it's... this is ridiculous. We're letting them infiltrate from the inside. And I'm not saying all Chinese people are bad, but anybody who comes out of China with money is working for the Chinese Communist Party. It's a fact.
Exactly. And the
government. Anybody who leaves China to come here defecting doesn't come here with a whole ton of money. So it's just...
No, those are not the people who we're concerned about at all. The Chinese people are not any different than a lot of Mexicans or people that come from Guatemala or people that come from Vietnam that want to come and make their lives better. All right, so that's issue number one. Number two is the measurement of how much help farmers have gotten from the Trump administration or the Biden administration. Now,
probably not from either, I would guess.
Well, that's very astute. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if we're going to have taxes and we're going to take care of the people who provide us with food on one hand, but we have the giant ag businesses that got billions out of the Trump administration. And if you look at, if you measure net farm income, the net farm income has gone up. You know how Jay and I were talking about this, and I think I said this to you, Jen, when we had dinner. You and your dad and I were talking about Trump because both you and your dad love Trump. The idea of where we are as far as what we have in our pocket. We have more money in our pocket now than we did with Trump. We had more money with Trump than we do with Biden. Farmers, not so much. Farmers have done better under the Biden administration than they did under Trump. Something that we can explain through the course of the week, but it's something to hold on to, at least holding your head to ask questions about. 18 after here on Good Day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
After the hour, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Social media is our focus during this portion of every hour of the Good Day program. We focus sometimes on trending things and names, and then I think it's also important for Jay and Jen and I and you to discuss among ourselves what's going on in general with social media. There was an episode of Yellowstone last night. One of the subtexts, if you will, is one of the son's wives teaches in a high school. And she had a class outside because she wanted the kids to get away from the normal, when she walked into the classroom, they're all texting, they're on their social media, they're on their devices. So she, very interesting, I mean, it's real commentary on what's going on today. So she asked the class to meet outside so they can enjoy nature. So they're outside and they're all on their devices. And so she goes through. As a matter of fact, James, do me a favor, will you? If you can find that excerpt, I would like to use that audio that this lady, how she admonished the class for what they're doing to their brains and to their lives. See if you can find that exact quote, because I want to play that. The reason that I'm focused on that is because a lot of parents are reacting to a law in Florida banning social media for children under 16, which I would be wholeheartedly, 150% in support of. And the supporters say they agree with the sponsors that social media is harmful for children. Opponents, listen to this, say banning social media for children would be an overreach. God bless you. I love these people, don't you? And impossible to enforce. That's not your business. Pass the bill and let the enforcers take care of it or not. But pass the bill as a landmark. So you want to know what's in the bill? Social media platforms would have to prohibit any new accounts for anybody under 16 in Florida. Delete existing accounts for children under 16. There would be a requirement for a third party to conduct age verification. Restrictions would not apply to platforms where direct messaging is the primary function of the application. What would be an example of that?
Probably like, probably like pornography sites, like YouPorn or something. I don't know exactly how they verify, but I wish that, as the libertarian streak in me just wishes that parents could do this on their own, because
they ought to be.
I hate bringing in more government, because with more government comes more corruption. Like, I don't want the government anywhere near social media companies, and unfortunately, they're far too close already, and so that kind of thing really bothers me, but I don't know.
And why is it the government's business to do this? Yeah.
Right. And it's it's not because I love social media for young people. It's just I think that should be really on the parents.
Well, parents aren't doing their job.
I know.
And they're the creators of the problem. The bill, the sponsors of the bill say that the bill was filed because social media can be harmful. Yeah, the mental health portion of this is very much on the minds, I think, of a lot of people. Why isn't it on the minds of the parents?
Well, there
parents?
Can also That's be grooming very... situations, and there are some parents who might... Like, grooming for, not human trafficking, but, I mean, people meet the wrong people.
Get suckered in.
And,
right.
There's all kinds of dangers that go even far beyond mental health, and even though mental health should be a top priority, but even some parents who could have the strictest household, their children are not able to do certain things, they could use a friend's phone easily to have an account, and they can still hide it. It's not like it's an absentee parent situation.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the one person said, well, I agree to a certain point that it's harmful for any teen to be consistently on social media, because it can become addicting. It can be something where they are dependent. They drive their inner self-esteem. They derive their self-esteem from what social media says. So this is something we can take Florida apart for a lot of the things that are initiatives there legally, but I think this one, even if it isn't the state's job, somebody's got to do something. At least this starts the conversation. All right? 28 after on Good Day.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Jana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
We're celebrating the cold weather around the country on the Good Day. Is that something to celebrate? Hey, listen, depends on your point of view. Take as much as anything else.
Third grade. Love it.
Yeah. All right. Hello and welcome to our cold program. We don't have cold hearts. We don't have... I do have cold hands, man. I go out in the cold, work outside on the farm. This weekend I was actually here to be on the farm, and outside in the cold, my hands turned purple. The cold bite, what do they call it? Frostbite.
Frost.
When I was a kid, my hands and my feet they turn purple when they're cold. And
since you're the elder member of our team, I have to ask a question because I can't ask it to Jay or to James, but I've noticed as I've gotten older, my hands have gotten colder. Like, I used to have really warm hands when I was little, but now my hands are icy all the time.
How's your heart?
Cold hearted snake.
I don't know about that.
But no, do you notice as you get older that your hands get colder? I don't know. Maybe your circulation.
Isn't that a syndrome?
Atrophy. I don't know.
Something I've had with me all my life, though. So it wasn't a factor of age, it was just a factor of oof. But, yeah, that's okay. A couple of references to the charts. Normally, we get together at the beginning of the week. We look at the charts for the last week from Talkers Magazine that we discussed on the Talk Radio Review. And, yeah, the presidential race and the Iowa caucuses and the migrant crisis probably there. Trump on top of Trump on Trump stories. Trump. Manner of speaking. I don't know. What else is going to be around? That damn Boeing problem is that is you did you see pictures of that plane? There's a hole in the side of it. It's about 10 feet. It is.
I mean, we're lucky no one died.
Yeah,
and
nobody was sitting in that exact seat right next to it at the time.
You know, you talk about government and what it's supposed to do. What are we paying for? The government is supposed to supervise, like they do the beef. You know, and the guy with a stamp of government-approved beef, yada, yada. Well, they're supposed to be, what's more important than protecting, A, our number one asset, which is the Boeing company. They sell more in terms of dollars. They export more than any other country company in our country. So we're not doing much to protect that. They've been talking since the two planes crashed, what was that, 4 years ago? When Boeing, they were new 737 Maxes. Pilots didn't know how to fly them, and so they both crashed, killed all those people. And then they grounded the plane for a year while they checked it out. Well, what the hell were they doing? Obviously. And I saw something, well, the government is looking at putting inspectors or hiring a third party. They said that when the planes crashed 5 years ago. What have they been doing for 5 years? Why is this company that builds pieces to the fuselage, who's inspecting them? I don't want to get on a damn Boeing 737 MAX. I don't trust it. I don't trust the government. I don't trust Boeing. And that hurts me to say that because they're a great American company with many people working in that company who have devoted their lives to building what was and has been the most venerable airplane in the sky. Great plane. 707, 737, 47, 57, 67. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, what else? Epstein, hopefully that stuff goes away. And Lauren Boebert. I'm just looking at some of the things that we talked about last week. So what do you think, ladies? What's going to be the number one thing that lasts from last week to this week? Probably the presidential stuff, right?
I think this season. You've got Iowa, you've got New Hampshire next week. So I think that's going to be at the top for a while.
Yep. All right, one of the big stories last week was the CES show in Las Vegas. I guess they used to call it Consumer Electronics Show. You're not supposed to use that anymore. It's like calling the Super Bowl the Super Bowl. We're supposed to pay for that. One of the things that you heard on this program last week, and we hear frequently, because Holland Cook is on the program with some very helpful, very servicing, useful ideas, because he's a useful idea guy. He's a radio guy. I know you could never tell that by listening to his voice or his demeanor, but just, you know, mask your concern, ladies and gentlemen. If he doesn't sound like a radio guy, like all of us, I suppose, sound like radio people to a point. People, when they meet me, say, oh, you sound like a radio guy. I don't think I do at all. I do think Holland does. That's to his credit. He's been in the radio business pretty much since he could walk. He has a great deal of expertise in all formats, but he makes it his business to serve his clients by going to the CES show every year. And so I asked him to come on and talk about what was most important. And I don't want to color your ideas. That is, I don't want to give you a lead. I want you to tell me what the lead story is, because you're very good at that to begin with. So, ladies, let's have Holland share some thoughts from his experiences last week at CES in Las Vegas.
I got two big stories for you, but I figured out what to call this. I shouldn't say I did because somebody said this on stage, but CES is the new, and this will be a dated reference. CES is the new World's Fair.
Really?
Remember the World's Fair?
Yeah.
We'd get together in Flushing Meadows or New Orleans or wherever it was, and we'd see what was the future.
New.
And that's what you see at CES. And I'll give you the two big stories. They are AI and EV. Artificial intelligence. A lot of people are playing around with ChatGPT. That is AI on training wheels. It's already in our lives. Every time you book a table at a restaurant or you book a flight, you're using artificial intelligence. It's just transparent.
How so, Holland? How does that factor into, let's say, making a reservation on an airplane?
It's the way the software is built. But the consumer is now getting products that have AI in them. There was a Korean manufacturer with a stop snoring pillow that detects when you're making too much noise, and it will puff air to inflate certain parts of the pillow to change your position. There is a vacuum cleaner that can sense what type of surface it's cleaning and apply suction based on that surface. So this is going to pop up in everyday life. But there is already a concern about what we call deep fakes, where you hear someone's voice sampled or you see someone on the internet, but it's not really them. Their appearance has been sampled, and they appear to be saying something that they never actually said. So there are concerns about this. At the moment, the Trump campaign has sampled the voice of Paul Harvey and his famous monologue about God gave us the farmer. And out in Iowa, they're showing God gave us Trump in the voice of Paul Harvey, who's probably spinning in his grave. So some research that the Consumer Technology Association has done has surfaced concerns about privacy, disinformation, safety, and job loss, because a lot of things are being automated via AI. And 74% of those surveyed think the federal government should regulate artificial intelligence, which I think is conspicuous because the general societal bent these days is to get the federal government to regulate less. But this is that much of a concern. And as I say, what we've seen so far is the tip of the iceberg. So that's the thumbnail sketch on AI. In terms of EV, electric vehicles are no longer just cars. We saw a new Mercury 30 outboard motor there. There were e-bikes and e-boats and construction equipment. And the issues that we're focused on are the obvious ones. Battery range, how far can my car go on a charge, and faster charging. And in the research that the Consumer Technology Association has done, there's a values message there. A lot of people embrace the EV car because they just don't want to use gasoline that much for obvious reasons. We've had our chain yanked by gas prices going up and down, and there is genuine concern about the environment. So that's what's driving that. One minor story that caught my eye every year at this convention is fascinating how innovation surfaces. Everything this year that is shiny and new is meant to obsolete everything that we were oohing and aahing over last year. You know, it's how can we make something even better than last year? And yet, a trend we've seen this year is refurbished smartphones that the major manufacturers, due to cost reasons, are offering phones that are all cleaned up and wiped off and have new software on them. Apple and Samsung are into this business now, because every time they roll out a new iPhone, it's so expensive that that big line at the store is not quite as long as the last version. And they are recycling phones, which has an environmental wrinkle to it. So who knew that in a show where everything has to be new, that the guys who are making the new stuff are figuring out how to recycle the old?
You know, you've said some things in there. This is not about a debate. I'm thankful that you have brought this, all of these items, these two especially, to our attention. The thing that kind of galls me, actually, and wonder who's following around to ask the questions. There are good questions that you have answered, and then there are questions that haven't been answered by any of these people, and they're not going to probably spend much time, if any, at the CES show because it's contrary to their mission. But in the consumer eye, there are questions about gasoline, fossil fuels, what it takes to power these battery-operated cars, trucks, buses, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, there aren't answers. Aren't you ever, do you ever feel, because you're a very curious guy, that there ought to be some answers to what do we do with these batteries in 7 years? And yeah, well, what do we do?
Yeah, in just a few minutes, I will be unable to give you comfort on that. But there were square miles of stuff about that at CES. This show is now such a big expo that even the sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center can't contain it. It's all up and down the strip at various hotels. I got blisters on my feet. But there is a lot about sustainability going on there. And I thought of you because in terms of feeding ourselves down the road, there was a company showing what is a big inflatable cube-shaped smart farm that they can unpack and blow up and take to the most arid desert and grow crops inside. And there is an awful lot about recycling stuff. You know, one of the knocks on the EV from those who are unschooled on it is, what do we do with these batteries? And what about China holding us hostage with lithium? Next time you're at the beach, look down. It's called silica. They're going to be making batteries out of sand.
Yeah, that's something that is a trend. You're right. Okay, I would like to have that farm thing info-wise, because you, as well as all the people listening, hopefully know about the American Family Farmer. I know it's one of your favorite shows, so we'll get that info and put that person on the air.
I'll be glad to send that to you. Yep.
Thank you. Holland Cook here to give us the update on CES. Thanks, Holland.
Yep, you bet.
Hear that? Sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. It's that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at toploss.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs.
I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, 53 after on the Good Day program. It's Monday the 15th. Nick Miles runs a fabulous business helping people decide what to buy, how to fix their cars, what to do to take care of them, insurance-wise, all kinds of things are there at rautoexpert.com. I noticed that the Department of Transportation has announced millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in grants to support EV charging infrastructure, which has been one of the things, Nick, that you and I have talked about, the fact that there aren't these places across the country. So now the taxpayer is going to support electric vehicles by putting up charging infrastructure stations around the country, or at least paying for them. There are 47 projects in 22 states. The emphasis is on rural areas, underserved communities that, for the most part, don't want these anyway. 7,500 EV charging ports will come out of this. So that would lead me to believe that it costs almost $10 million, actually more than $10 million if you do the math, right? For, yeah. No, is it $10 million or $1 million? For whatever it is. $10 million in funding for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection to build charging stations for people living in multifamily housing. Maryland Clean Energy Center is getting 90 EV charging stations. Northern California gets $15 million. Energy Northwest in Oregon gets $15 million. Up in Alaska, they get $1.4 million. I don't know. This coupled with all of the hoopla at CES last week about electric vehicles and, you know, what I was just talking to Holland Cook, who was there last week, helping us on our program understand what was going on. The concern they say they have for the environment. Okay, so anyway, I'm off on a toot here, as I have been on a number of things all morning. What's your read on all of this?
Well, it still comes down to that fundamental problem, Doug, of the fact that if we reverse engineer this a little bit and look at it, what would it be like if you could not transport gas to a gas station and you had to run it in lines to the gas station? And that's basically what you have to do with electricity. So anywhere you have electric vehicles that need charging, you have to run cables there, and that's where all the money is. And because the United States is so big, and I think I might have said this before, if I leave my house on the west coast of the United States and I fly east, and my sister leaves her house in London and she flies towards the United States, we meet in New York. And that's how big America is. With the whole of the travel time, I can't get out of America versus the fact that she can get across Europe, across Spain, across all these countries and get to across Iceland and Greenland and get to the United States. So we're so massive that it just doesn't seem to make all that sense to dig trenches and run new cables to power something that we're already powering with a different energy source. And now we're learning that electricity may not be as environmentally friendly as we first thought. It's still toxic with all of the waste. Until they invent new ways to do these cars, we just seem to be just adopting what Europe is doing and Asia is doing, and it probably isn't a good idea.
Well, it's follow the bouncing ball thinking, and it's getting behind something. Okay, this is a great movement. We have our philosophical point of view, that is to save the atmosphere, keep things clean for generations, as far as that goes. And there's a certain amount, there's a certain limit to it, but there's a certain amount of truth to wanting to keep the atmosphere clean or benefit. That may be a better word than truth. There's a benefit, obviously, for all of us. And you can see how the air in Los Angeles has changed and gotten much better over the years because of things, actions that they've taken there on cars. And so is that necessary everywhere? Not if you're not in a really congested area like Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or St. Louis or any valley. You know, the cities are not spread out as much. So they do have that problem. Highways, and it's kind of sticky. Yeah, go ahead.
There are better choices, Doug, and a lot of times we're choosing something because it benefits a small group of people, not because it benefits the nation. For instance, hydrogen is a lot better choice in a lot of places because we can make that ourselves. We transport it in trucks. It's safe, it's efficient, and it technically uses electricity as well. So ultimately, why aren't we pushing hydrogen and putting all this money into that, which would be a much better
resident? The farmers have it on tractors, trucks. Some trucks have it, but it's been used more in farming than anything else. Great point. Hydrogen instead of electric. Let's think about that and where it goes in the future. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com is his website.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.